You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm joined on the phone lines by Brian Caffrey. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
What's the weather been doing this week? We've dried out a little bit as we came into the end of the month of June.
Yeah, it was a pretty wet June across the panhandle. I think preliminary numbers show that Petersburg had one of the top 10 wetter Junes on record. And of course, being wetter and cloudier, probably one of the cooler months or cooler Junes as well, as the average temperature was only in the mid 50s.
And so what were those preliminary rainfall totals for this area?
7.55 inches, which is well above the 5-inch average rainfall for the month.
Okay, but not a record.
No, but likely in the, we'll finish up in the top 10, probably the wettest June since 2010. 2014 was comparable with just under 7.5 inches.
Okay. So is that kind of weather going to continue? What's coming up?
No, we're bringing in July with the clearing out pattern and warming up. Should be a nice day tomorrow with highs pushing towards 70 and then moderating into and through the weekend with low to mid 60s and a slight chance of a shower as some disturbances move into the area out of Canada.
And a chance for a decent evening for July 3rd when our fireworks go off around here.
Yeah, it should be good. Like I said, a slight chance of a shower, but that's, you know, means nothing's likely.
Okay. All right. And any unusual wind coming our way?
Winds will pick up tomorrow, probably about 15 knots in the waters around you. And as you head towards southern Stevens Passage, probably 20 to 25 knots tomorrow, and then lay down into Friday and looking for generally light winds through the weekend.